The next keynote once again presents a brand new dimension and outlook about our avelos on Tisha B'Av. We spoke about the Beis HaMikdash, we spoke about different tragedies throughout Jewish history. This keynote focuses much more on the concept of Eretz Yisrael at large, our connection to Eretz Yisrael, our love and our feelings and emotions towards the land of Israel itself and what that represents for us as individuals. The keynote was written by a very famous personality of Yehuda Halevi, who we know in his own life, not just through his work, the Kuzari, spoke tremendously about the Kedusha, the sanctity and the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael, but certainly someone who on his own yearned, dreamed about coming to Eretz Yisrael. We know that on his first visit to the Kotel in Yerushalayim was trampled by an Arab on a horse, a donkey, killed him on the spot. And that dream of being here was met, but it was very, very short-lived. And years before Yehuda Levi wrote this particular keynote, expressing what our attitudes and views about Eretz Yisrael should be as caring religious Jews. We speak, I'm going to read through a couple of the lines, the truth is they speak for themselves, nothing I can say is going to add more than what the Kina says, but perhaps the translation might assist some of us. We speak to Tzion as a person. Tzion, hello, Sish Ali L'Shlom Asiraya. Will you not ask after, be concerned for those, for the welfare of those who are Asiraya, those who are bounded to you. Dorshe Shlome, those who look after your peace, who care about you. V'heim Yeser Adarech, those remnants of your flocks of Klal Yisrael. There's a kind of a Jew in this world who's asiraya, who's connected, who's attached, bound, tied to Eretz Yisrael. Dor Shei Shlomei, those who always seek the shalom, who seek the peace and welfare of Eretz Yisrael. Some people live their life as, although it's true as observant Jews, we can do mitzvahs anywhere in the world, and some people live their lives focused on kiyam and mitzvahs and doing this and doing that, and obviously that's very, very important for all of us to build on. But the Kina here speaks about a certain madriga of someone who can connect himself, to attach himself, no matter where he is in the world, to Eretz Yisrael. Asirayach, those who are tied to Eretz Yisrael, who care and are concerned about Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael cares back about those who merit that madriga of being called Asirayach. Tzion halos sishali l'shlam Asirayach. Are you not going to care about us, the Jews, spread throughout the world? But we care so much. Have been or makshiv so much, what you're all about. We describe during this kina not just the job that we have to care and be attached to Eretz Yisrael, but what is Eretz Yisrael for us? What do we care about? What do we desire here in Eretz Yisrael? So of course we can come back to some of the basics and speak about Israel as a homeland, as a place where the Jewish people lived. We had a kingdom here in Eretz Yisrael. We went into exile. We're hoping to come back with nationalistic aspirations. Every people needs a homeland. But Yehuda Levi tells us that it's much, much more than that. And certainly those of us who consider ourselves sensitive to Ruchni, sensitive to spirituality, sensitive to the Torah, sensitive to Hashem, need very much to hear the words that are here in this kingdom. We're skipping into the second paragraph for a moment. Livkos and Useichani Tanim. I'm going to cry for your poverty like the tanim, like the jackals that the truth that surround us here in Beit Meir. You can hear them at night. I'm going to scream out and cry for you. And those times when I dream about the return to Eretz Yisrael, let me be the kinor, let me be the guitar, the violin that sings that song. Let me be a mouthpiece for people caring about Eretz Yisrael, for being able to want to come back and be connected to Eretz Yisrael. How many of us, and again, it's something that's so important to think about, actually dream about that. How many of us walk around any given day, even today, and think about how wonderful and how great it would be if we could return here to Eretz Yisrael. Shiva Shavuoseich. How many of us in our own lifetimes are going to take positive steps, starting even now, when we're starting to plan what we want to do with our lives and our careers, what direction we want to go in. How many of us are going to think about planning a life that's going to bring us back here to Eretz Yisrael? If not planning our life, becoming tzaddikim and great gedolim who are going to help the geula take place, that all of Klal Yisrael comes back, but even in a small sense, plan ourselves in a way that says, you know what, I'm going to come back and I just live here before the geula takes place. I'm going to be part of that process. Are we dreaming those dreams? And we describe Shom Ashchina Shchein Alach there in Eretz Yisrael, because this kina was written in the Galus. But Shom Hashchina Shchein Alach, but there in Eretz Yisrael, the very Shchina itself, Hashem's presence, whatever that means, whatever we can see and feel, that's going to be your neighbor. And the Creator Himself opened up those gates for you to see and feel that Shchina. And unbelievable, listen to the next line. And Hashem's glory itself alone, nothing other than that, was what illuminated and gave light to your life. It's not the sun, it's not the moon, and it's not the stars that are giving light in your life. We can walk out, so we can sit here and just look out the window. We see it's light. The lights aren't here, not in the Beis Medrash, but there's stuff coming, light coming in through the windows. We'll walk outside this afternoon at the Kotel, here, there, the next place. And we live in illusion where we think that we're seeing the sun and we're seeing the moon, and that's what's allowing us to see. And just feel the chills through your body when you hear the idea that it's the Kvod Hashem. It's not the sun, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Himself, that's giving us light here on Eretz Yisrael. It's not the moon, it's nothing else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's moving, it's emotional. How can we not want to be here and be connected, be asirim, be tied to Eretz Yisrael? Evcha l'nafshi l'yishtapich b'makom asher ruach elokim shvucha al b'chirayach. I want to dab it in a place where I know that ruach elokim, that the spirit of Hashem itself was poured on those chosen people who were nevi'im. There's an experience of spirituality here in Eretz Yisrael where the tfilos are worth more. Look how special, how unbelievable it is. At base malucha v'at kisei Hashem. You're the base malucha, the house, the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kisei Hashem. But we're going to see this afternoon, Eich yeshu avadim b'li kisos, ali kisos givirayach. And how could servants, people who aren't avdei Hashem, other people, sit in those thrones? How can Harabayis, a place that's the base malucha, be taken over? To walk around, to visit the places that Hashem revealed Himself to prophets and to others in Jewish history. And think about the schus that we have today, to be traveling on buses, to be going here, there, the tiulim, the experience is just to be here in Eretz Yisrael, the place of Nevuah, to be uplifted in that kind of a sense. It's so important for us to remember that Eretz Yisrael is not just a cool place to be, it's not just a fun summer, it's not just a place where we had a great time in Yerushalayim one night, we did this and we did that. But to connect ourselves to the opportunities that Eretz Yisrael has, that are unique to Klal Yisrael, that connection, that spirituality, that ruchnius that's still here right in Eretz. Yehuda Levi is not talking about something that was there in the past, without going into detail, but there's a Bach, a well-known Bach who explains, and again, not to mention food on Tisha B'Av, but we make one of the brachas me'ein shalosh, we make the bracha me'ein shalosh, and we speak about a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want lecho mipirio v'dizvoa mituva. We want the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael, to eat from the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. And the Bach explains, again, just to be makatze very much, because the hour is late, but the Bach explains that everything that grows here in Eretz Yisrael, the very produce of the land, wheat, fruits, apples, cereal, whatever you're going to eat over here, is imbued with the Kiddusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. A person, the Bach writes, is beferish, can eat. We don't know what that means, but can eat, can ingest the Kiddusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam by being here, by eating things that are here. Who cares what kind of a person who has a sensitivity to Hashem and to Torah doesn't want to be in that experience? And the more we remember that that's what Eretz Yisrael is all about, the more we care, as we say on in the Kina, Ahava v'chein tikshiri me'az. We have such a love and such an affection and grace that ties us to you. The more we care, the more we remember that, the more we actually start to once again emotionally respond to that churban that we mourn for. Remember the greatness and the specialness of Eretz Yisrael that exists even now, even today. It becomes a little bit easier to be able to yearn and care for those days that we can come back. And like we said before, to plan our lives around Eretz Yisrael, to plan careers around Eretz Yisrael, to plan That's the trips and vacations, but the long-term things around Eretz Yisrael. And ultimately, we think about our lives as Shomrei Torah Mitzvos, to plan to be a tzaddik, to plan to be a gadol for the sake of helping Klal Yisrael come back to Eretz Yisrael, to plan to be a tzaddik and a great Talmid Chacham, Yirei Shamayim, and a gadol because the Ribono Shel Olam needs us to come back to Eretz Yisrael, because that's where our focus and that's where our thoughts always are. Tzion halos yishali l'shlom asirayim.